You're listening to SBS News.
A high-profile football club and its high-profile president, Eddie Maguire, are in damage control as the Magpies reel from the findings of a review into their handling of racism complaints.
If we were found wanting in the past, it wasn't because of intention. It might have been because of application, because it is not BHP, it is a footy club.
The review was conducted after former defender Heretia Lumumba went public about his treatment while playing for the club. It makes for uncomfortable reading, finding a gap between what the club says it stands for and what it actually does. The report says,
a selected shortlist of high-profile incidents is compelling and speaks to systemic racism of the kind that means the concerted efforts of individuals are not able to be translated into club-wide change.
It adds there is no room for reflection.
Nothing is learned from the experience, and those who have stood up to raise issues feel like they have paid a high price for speaking out.
The report documents a series of racist allegations surrounding the club, dating back to its fans' booing of an Indigenous Carlton player during the celebrated 1970 Grand Final, to more recent incidents like the president's infamous 2013 on-air gaffe about a dual Brownlow medalist Adam Goods. Despite the damning findings, Collingwood says it is proud of the fact it commissioned the review in the first place, with the club determined to learn from its past mistakes and strive to do better. According to club chief executive Mark Anderson, the review was valuable in exposing inherent weaknesses.
We have lacked the systemic processes where if something goes wrong, that it creates a safe environment that they can voice it. And so our commitment and our need is to actually set up those systems and processes.
After more than two decades in the top job, Eddie Maguire announced late last year he would be standing aside at the end of 2021. Some, like Indigenous Green Senator Lydia Thorpe, are calling on him to go now.
We cannot have a leader that doesn't take this seriously. So, Eddie, time's up and the rest of the country is watching. I mean, we've seen over the last couple of weeks the systemic racism and the racism that's come out as a result of 26th of January. We need real people in leadership positions.
The president says he's determined to finish overseeing cultural change.
I have no doubt whatsoever, and with the support of the board and the members, to be able to do this job.
Gareth Borum, SBS News.